Michael Henderson evaluates the impact that Tyro had on road safety.
What we did, I think, was become one of the most influential bodies in reversing the previously inexorable trend of road fatalities and road injuries to go up. Not just us, but we were working with the same kind of vision and the same kind of determination and the same kind of science with other people in Australia and around the world. And we managed, or our influence, was one of the reasons that the road toll did its inverted U-turn. It went over the top in the 70s and then started going down. I'm convinced that it was the application of science at that time, from the late 60s through the 70s, that caused that dramatic turnaround in road safety, which was a pretty dismal prospect when I first came into the field. By the time I left the government, it was no longer a dismal prospect. That looks like the kind of activities, concepts, ideas, research that we were doing in association with others was having a real measurable effect, and that was hugely satisfying.
Before the Traffic Authority was created in 1976, the actual accountability for road safety had been rather haphazard. The Department of Motor Transport and the Department of Main Roads each had a certain level of responsibility. But what was that level? Graham Brisbane recalls.
The only real level was that there was a set of standards to build a road to, and that's how you should conform. There was what they called the Road Safety Bureau in those days, which was separate, wasn't part of the DMR. And as long as we built a road to the Ausroad standards or the DMR standards, we'd honoured our commitment to road safety. We weren't interested in police enforcement campaigns. We weren't interested in behavioural campaigns. We weren't really interested in new design features. I mean, I came from England, which was full of roundabouts. And in those days, you mentioned roundabouts and people would say, well, why would you want a roundabout in Australia? You know, our road system is fine. I don't think there was an awful lot of thinking about what might be wrong with what we're doing. As long as we followed our guidelines and our standards, how could we be wrong? You know, and that's what we did. And we were engineers, and that's what we were there for. Move dirt, pour concrete, let's get it out there. And we did it well, but it wasn't about road safety in those days. And you've only got to look at the road toll that got to, what, 1380 in 1978 as an example of the fact that it certainly wasn't a priority, let alone the DMR. It wasn't a priority for government. I mean, the road toll kept going up, and the Road Safety Bureau kept the statistics, but there was very little done about how we get it down.